All my life, I had avoided looking at books that condition people to hate. How can I look at this box of books without feeling as if I must run, flee, tiptoe away? 4 months after the four little black girls were killed in Birmingham, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22nd while riding in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. Not long after that, James Chaney, 21, Andrew Goodman, 20, and Michael Schwerner, 24, were murdered in Mississippi for registering black voters. Fold in, flip over, turn, flatten. I was 25 when unarmed protesters marching for voting rights in Selma, Alabama, were tear gassed and beaten with billy clubs by Alabama state troopers. James Reeb, a minister, was beaten to death. Finally, President Johnson called out 2,000 U.S. Army soldiers and 1,900 Alabama National Guardsmen to protect the marchers marching. One day, I met a man whose skin complexion was very dark. What I noticed was that he was unconfined by his blackness, very open, could explore the world, pursue his interests and dreams wherever they took him. I was totally astounded and curious as he spoke of being a poet in a Scandinavian country. So I asked him how he got there. He said it was nothing extraordinary. He was just following his path as it unfolded. As we talked, he asked, "What are your dreams?" No one had ever asked me that before. I told him I would like to travel abroad, go to Africa, and see for myself what it was like to be there. I quickly added, "But I have a daughter and a job and bills to pay, so there is no way I can do it." Then he asked, "Why should that stand in the way?" At a loss for words, I caught a glimpse of myself following a script that had been handed to me. Was there another way? Could I, a black woman, follow my own dreams? When I was 28, an all-white jury in Meridian heard federal charges on the murders of Chaney, Goodman, and Schwerner after the state of Mississippi refused to prosecute. 7 out of 18 men, including a deputy sheriff, were convicted. The Klan organizer who rounded up Klansmen to intercept the three young men and arrange for a bulldozer to hide the bodies went free because he was a Baptist preacher. What do I know about white supremacy? They wanted to kill anyone who stood with us. The box full of books. The books full of words, the words full of hate, containers we all must face. Crease, fold in, flip over, turn again, open, crease, unfold.